For the second part of this meditation, we shall meditate on the mind in motion. Sit with your body either in Varachana 7-point pose, or straighten your spine as is comfortable. With your eyes either closed or open. As we move to meditating on the mind in motion, there are some important points to note. Even if you don't let thoughts go, they go anyway. Even if you don't hold on to them, they cling to you anyway. Even if you don't incite them, they move around and are agitated anyway. Whatever they do, look directly at their essence. And just leave them as they are. When thoughts appear out of your control and completely distract you, and when they lead you astray like a thick fog and you lose your non-grasping, no matter whether they are good, bad, or neutral kinds of thoughts, just continually keep looking at their nature. At the essence of their movement. Your thoughts are like a child that wanders off. And your mindful awareness is like their loving mother that shepherds them back again and again. However much the child exerts itself and runs away, it returns exhausted to its mother's lap. Like this, your thoughts dissolve into pure awareness. So don't block conceptual thoughts. Let them arise. Pursue them and grab them by the head or tail, and then look at their bare nature directly. This is the totally transparent emptiness and purity of the essence of mind, or the spontaneous and automatic self-liberation of thoughts. Don't get lost and forget yourself in concerns of the past. Remember yourself again and again. Being mindful, seize your thoughts by head or tail. Then look at the naked essence of this mindfulness directly. This is the totally transparent emptiness and purity, or the self-liberation of mindfulness. Don't block your hatred or aggression. Let it unfold apprehend it, and look directly at its nature. When your hatred and anger is transformed into indivisible emptiness and purity, then this is the inseparability of clarity emptiness. The self-liberation of natural awareness. Don't renounce your desire. Cultivate it increasingly. When desire arises, look at its nature. Investigate the object of your desire and the kind of mind which gives rise to it. When you perceive desire and clarity as empty, this is a self-liberation of desire. Don't block your pride. Let it arise. Again and again, look into the origin of your pride, into the depths of its arising and the objects through which it endures. Wherever you end up, look for these things again and again. And meditate to perceive their clear and empty nature. Don't renounce your jealousy. Let it come forth. Look again and again into the depths of its arising. And the objects through which it abides. Wherever you end up going, look for these things again and again. And meditate to perceive the clear and empty essence. Don't block your fear. Let your terror arise. Without trying to do anything to rid yourself of your fear, look at the essence of your terror. This is the total emptiness and purity that cannot be touched or grasped. The self-liberation of fear. Without getting distracted, maintain awareness in the expanse of clarity, emptiness. Don't renounce your doubts. Instead, increase all sorts of different misgivings. When apprehensions and doubts appear, look at their nature. when you perceive your suspicions as empty and devoid of any object to grasp onto. This is the essence of liberating whatever arises. So nurture it again and again. Without rejecting your worrying, be firmly mindful of it. Without thinking about outside causes or conditions of your worries, look at the essence of your inner unhappy state of worry. If this state clears away completely as you look at it, then that is itself liberation. When you are sad, look at the essence of your sadness. When you are happy, look at the essence of your happiness. Look again and again at the pleasurable and painful, good and bad movies of your mind. This is the self-liberation of the mind's illusions, of all of its glamorous projections.